The saga continues with the LJ four-point play ball. 2019, I believe it was, the man who caught the ball when Chris Childs threw it into the stands said, "I'd like to give this to and gift this to Boomer so he can auction it off for the Boomer Esiason Foundation." And you said, "That is such a generous move. And we're going to get this thing signed by Larry Johnson." LJ four-point play ball signed by Larry Johnson is going to go for a lot of money. One of the great memories in Knicks history, especially considering how bad they were after that for many years. So the ball went from the head of your foundation, Bob, into the hands of Wally Szczerbiak, into the hands of someone who worked in the Tao suite, into a closet somewhere, and then disappeared. So I thought maybe in the confusion, Larry Johnson ended up with the ball because the directive was to get Larry that ball. So maybe somebody heard that, or Wally said that to somebody, and then Larry ended up with the ball. So we had not been able to find Larry Johnson or ask him about this until last night. So Chris Mercadante, a sales guy here, was with his client Angel from Corona, and they were having a watch party, WFAN and Corona having a watch party where Larry Johnson was there as a special guest. So Mercadante's filming this, and Angel from Corona goes up and asks Larry Johnson, "Hey, where is the four-point play ball?" And he goes, he goes, "That quarterback's got it." He goes, I think he played for the Giants. And then the guy goes, "You're talking about Eli?" He goes, No. It's way before Eli and way before you were probably watching." He goes, "He does the radio show." And then the guy goes, "Oh, Boomer?" He goes, Yeah. "Boomer's got it." So then after that, he's like, "Oh, really?" He's like, Yeah. "Boomer's got it." And then apparently he's like, "Boomer tried to get it to me."
Yeah. So it's gotten where word has gotten to him somehow.
Right.
And he goes, he's like watching this video from last night. You can see that he knows what's going on.
Yeah. Like, and then he ended it with, "He tried to get it to me, but nah, Boomer, you can have it." That's what he said.
Yeah. So we do not think that he has it.
No. After watching that, it's a genuine response. He has no idea where the ball is. So we can now at least close the chapter on that. Larry Johnson doesn't have the ball. Someone else has the ball, and someone stole the ball, essentially, at this
point. Out of a closet in the towel suite.
Right. Could have thrown it out, I guess,
Wally was so laissez-faire with it.
Yeah. I mean, someone could have been cleaning that thing out and just thrown it away.
Or brought it home to their kids, and their kids are shooting it in the backyard right now as we speak.
Maybe. Yeah. But it was just funny. He goes, "The quarterback's got it. Ah." I think he plays for the Giants. I was just waiting for him to say Phil Sims.
Oh, God.
If he would have said Phil Sims, and then Phil called up, "Yep, I've had it the whole time." Imagine the twist. Oh, my goodness. We never knew. We never saw it coming. But anyway, we've put out an APB on this thing for years now. If anybody has any idea, Tao suite, closet, at this point, I mean, my goodness. I feel like it's gone.
And when you talk to Wally about it.
Yeah.
Like, he is, like, so serious. Like, I just put it there. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, why would you do what you did? It makes no sense.
No, it doesn't, and it's unfortunate. And I was really hoping that Larry had it, because then it'd be like, okay, it's in Larry's hands. Larry deserves it at the very least. But now I'm annoyed all over again that just somebody took it. Just took it.
And somebody was so lax in their responsibility to try to do the right thing.
Well, the good thing is, though, that Larry doesn't seem... I mean, the bad thing, obviously, is the foundation missed out on an opportunity there. And someone missed out on an opportunity of having a great piece of memorabilia. But the good news is, though, that Larry Johnson doesn't seem to be concerned about where the ball is. Like, he's not looking forward going, "I've been looking for that ball my whole life, and I've never been able to get a chance to see it." Like, he doesn't seem to care at all.
No.
About the ball. Doesn't mean anything to him. Which is interesting. Which I guess you were sort of the same way, like when I asked you about it. Like, there was never something that, like, that happened in a game. You're like, I have to have this thing now for the rest of time, like a helmet or a football for whatever. You know, it's really the memories and the games and those things that matter to you.
Yeah, those are things that stick with us for forever. I mean, you know, something that is a physical thing. item that represents something you did. Yeah, I guess that's important to certain respects, and maybe you pass it down to your kids.
Yeah, it's true.
You know,
but yeah, it's still out there, still gone. Nobody knows where it is. Should have put one of those Apple AirTags on it. That would have helped.